Fall is not just a beautiful season in the mountains of western North Carolina. The foliage is also an economic driver for the region. Here's this year's leaf forecast. Dr. Beverly Collins is a biology professor at Western Carolina University. She predicted a bright and colorful leaf season, but September weather might be changing that forecast.
Since August, we've had a pretty dramatic heat wave.
It's been about 10 degrees hotter than the historical average for September, says Collins, who's been tracking the fall color in the mountains for over 10 years. She explains the heat and lack of rain impact the time for peak fall foliage to make it later or more brown.
We have gone away from the historical weather trend that would have given us really good color and a closer to normal peak color time.
She says normal rainfall for the rest of September will bring peak color that will be just a bit delayed. Until the last 3 to 5 years, Colowe and the rest of the region had historically normal temperatures. Now it's been getting warmer, says Collins.
We have been in what has been called a warming hole, which means that we have not been warming as fast as the rest of the southeast or the rest of the country.
Fall foliage begins to turn when the temperatures cool in the evening. If it stays warm too far into the season, the leaves will turn straight to brown instead of bright reds, oranges, and yellows.
A good leaf season can make or break our October.
That's Nick Breedlove. He's executive director of the Tourism and Development Authority for Jackson County. Last fall, October was the fourth best month for tourism in the county. Summer is still the biggest season.
I see the first signs of the leaves changing on Main Street. There's some beautiful sugar maples. Those turn bright orange.
Last year's leaves didn't reach peak color before being blown down by hurricane winds, says Breedlove.
But I do believe the leaf colors will be stunning this year. I'm crossing my fingers.
Breedlove recommends visiting the mountains from October through November to see the fall color that the mountains are famous for. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.